In 1929, bodybuilder Charles Atlas formed a company to sell mail-order fitness routines. He promised in a series of now-famous comic book ads that his program would transform weaklings into studs. Commentator Frank DeFord says the Charles Atlas company still sells a lot of its fitness courses because the Atlas workouts build more than muscles.
It is the heart of summer now, another glorious day at the beach, boys and girls sunning and flirting and riding the waves, and somewhere, sure enough, too, there is a bully kicking sand into a skinny kid's face. I know that this is true because there are still, even now, comic book advertisements that show that happening exactly as always. And then this is in the cartoon advertisement, too. The skinny victim, whom a stacked babe calls a bag of bones, sends away for the Charles Atlas dynamic tension bodybuilding and fitness course, bulks up, goes back to the beach, busts the bully one on the chops, and walks off into the surf with the flighty honey, who is now clinging to his monster biceps and cooing, "You are a real He-Man." I also know that must be true because I, too, was a 97-pound weakling who took the Charles Atlas Dynamic Tension Bodybuilding and Fitness course. Now, it is also true that I did not, as Charles Atlas himself did, win the title the world's most perfectly developed man. Truth to tell, nobody has ever even called me a He-Man. But many summers ago, when my face was prime sand-kicking-in material, I scraped up $30 and learned dynamic tension and put on enough pounds of muscle to go out proudly onto the beach. So I am delighted to know that after all these years, Mr. Atlas is still restoring the self-respect of bags of bones like the erstwhile me. Actually, Charles Atlas has himself been dead for almost 30 years. And also, actually, Charles Atlas was really Angelo Siciliano, who immigrated here a century ago. But in a world where almost everything else changes, it gives me great comfort that Charles Atlas Limited still survives to help skinny little boys for $45 now by still using that same old cartoon and that same glorious photo of Mr. Atlas flexing in his leopard skin bikini. His story is true, too. Angelo Siciliano really was a 97-pound weakling who was bullied, and he really was inspired by a statue of Hercules and by a lion he saw stretching his muscles in a zoo. I don't know why he didn't call himself Leo Hercules instead of Charles Atlas, but he developed himself and then the course, selling it to bags of bones like me. Every week, a new exercise plan would come in an unmarked envelope. You were supposed to exercise naked in front of a mirror. I would have rather had a leopard skin bikini, but naked had to do if you were going to follow the course religiously, as I did. Now, I don't save much, but I saved the final lesson that Charles sent me. Exercises for perpetual daily practice. I pulled it out the other day. Charles Atlas had become quite chummy with me after all these weeks. "Dear friend," he began his last letter to me, and after laying out the lesson for a lifetime that would keep me a He-Man forever, he concluded, "It has been a pleasure to help you. Men like you will live longer and enjoy life more. With my very best wishes and warm hand clasp, I remain your sincere friend and instructor, Charles Atlas." Alas, I backslid. But I still go out to the beach and nobody ever kicks sand in my face. So thank you, Charles. Your sincere friend and student, Frank DeFord.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.